Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com and the promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by Prediction Strike. Prediction Strike is the only performance-based sports stock market where you can buy and sell shares on professional athletes. Use the promo code SGPN to receive a free athlete share with your first deposit of $20 or more. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our picks and podcasts. You are listening to Scamessa Italia here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on Twitter at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. Also follow my new Twitter account at BetMUFC. That's at BetMUFC. That is the Twitter account for the new podcast here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. We are up to episode 3 of BetMUFC, and you can check that out now as we break down the game between Manchester United and Watford exclusively on that show, as well as looking back at the poor performance against Manchester City. To get all of my additional content, you need to head over to lockbetting.com. That's lockbetting.com. I've guided my clients to 101 months of transparent track profit and just landed the biggest play in the history of lockbetting.com, a 10 unit futures play for the European World Cup qualifiers. We had France, we had Belgium, we had England, we had Germany, and we had Spain, and we managed to avoid both Portugal and Italy, who have to go through the playoff process. That's going to be tough for both of them. Italy are the European champions, of course, but since they won the European Championship, they had a huge dip in their form, which has resulted in them dropping into the World Cup playoffs. So luckily for us, we managed to avoid both of those teams. Those teams now have to navigate their way through to the World Cup, through the playoffs. 12 teams go through to those European playoffs. Only 3 get through. They will all be drawn into semi-finals. The winner of the semi-finals will play in one of 3 finals to get through. So you have to win your semi, then you have to win the final. And that could be away from home as well, because at the moment, Portugal and Italy will be seeded seeded teams that will get easier semi-finals. But when they get through to the final, it's an absolute lottery. They could be drawn at home, or they could be travelling away to some very difficult teams that have finished as runners-up, and we could be looking at them going to a Sweden or a Russia in order to get through to the 2020 World Cup in Qatar. So we managed to avoid that, as I said, at lockbetting.com. Won a 10-unit play that resulted in 14 units of profit. So that means we will be getting to the 102-month mark here for Transparent Track Profit, barring a disaster. And as I said, I'm completely transparent. It hasn't been a good month. We really needed that futures play to land in order to make this month profitable. We haven't been good in the NHL. We haven't been good with college basketball. We've been okay with the NBA. We've made a profit, but it's not been as consistent as usual. And we've had two losing weeks in the NFL after starting with 7 winning weeks in a row. So we've had 8 winning weeks out of 10 so far this season. I think anybody would take that at the start of the season, but we have had a little bit of drop off having 2 losing weeks out of the last 3, looking for a bounce back this weekend. The time to sign up, though, will be on December the 1st. Now, there's only 10 days left of this month, and I use Patreon because it allows me to be fully transparent and track, because it allows my members to comment underneath every single post, particularly the P&Ls. So there's no way to take away plays, add plays, change the stakes on plays, do any kind of that dodgy stuff that guys probably do on Twitter. I can't get away with that using Patreon. However, Patreon's billing cycle means it bills you on the 1st of every month. So if you sign up now on the 25th of November, you'll be billed on the 1st of December, and you'll get 10 days of the service. So wait for December. It's going to be a big month. It's hopefully going to be our 103rd month in a row of Transparent Track Profit. We'll be well into the NBA season. We'll have more of a look at who people are. There'll be more consistency. We'll be well into the tail end of the NFL regular season. And of course, we have a huge domestic soccer campaign, particularly with the EPL across the Christmas period. And you don't want to miss out on that. So make sure you don't miss out. Sign up for lockbetting.com on the 1st of December. So moving on with Scamessa Italia here, there will be some disappointed Italian players playing this week or this weekend off the back of what happened with the World Cup campaign, drawing 0-0 in Northern Ireland. These Italian players get back to Serie A business beginning at 2 p.m. UK time here on Saturday. That is 9 a.m. East in the US, with Atalanta at home to Spezia. Atalanta are the 1-5 favourites to win this game. It's 11-2 on the draw, and it's 10-1 on Spezia. It's difficult for Atalanta now to get themselves back into the title race already. Milan and Napoli have made such strong starts, and I think if anybody out of those two is going to get into the title race, it may be Inter Milan. I don't think it's going to be Atalanta. Atalanta have made stronger starts in previous seasons, but they've just fallen short of very consistent teams. A very, very strong Inter team last year. And prior to that, Juve were the dominant force. But Atalanta don't look like the same team of previous years. But I still think they're good enough to get into the top 4, and I still think they're more than good enough to win games like this. I'm going to tackle on the over 2.5 goals to give this more value at 4-6 minus 150. Spezia's only away Serie A points came at fellow strugglers Venezia and Cagliari, and they have conceded 15 goals in losing their other 4 away games so far this season. Atalanta have improved after a dodgy start. They are now unbeaten in 5 league matches, which have featured a total of 18 goals. So they tried to be a little bit more conservative at the start of the season. That was clear. Maybe they thought that was the route to the title, tightening up the defence, but they sacrificed where they were in attack. Now they've gone back to the old Atalanta. We saw how well they played in both games against Manchester United, and incredibly, thanks to Cristiano Ronaldo, they only came out of 1 point from 6, but I felt like they were a better team in both of those games, and I think that's the Atalanta that we'll hopefully see now for their sake for the rest of the season. Atalanta have failed to score in only 1 Serie A game this season. However, they have only kept 2 clean sheets as well, which is why it makes sense to add on the over 2.5, because Pazia could contribute towards this, or we could see Atalanta scoring just the 3 goals by themselves, because they are a very free scoring team. So Atalanta to win this game with over 2.5 goals tacked on, that gives you 4-6 minus 150 here for the first game here in Serie A on Saturday at 2 p.m. UK time. Up next, we look at Lazio versus Juventus. Big game on paper, 5 p.m. UK time. It's 15-8 on Lazio. It's 12-5 on the draw. And it's 13-10 here on Juve. Juve, for me, are a very, very difficult favourite to take, despite the fact that they've had such a poor start to the season. The bookies are still making them strong favourites here to win this game. I actually see things very, very differently, given the fact that Lazio are unbeaten at home this season. This is a very, very difficult place to go, and I just don't see how a Juve team in this kind of form could be a favourite to win here away to Lazio, who are unbeaten at the Stadio Olimpico in all competitions this campaign, and have already beaten three of Serie A's current top seven at home so far this season. Juve's only away Serie A victories in 21-22 have come at bottom half clubs in the league, which Lazio are not. Despite netting in all but one of the Serie A games so far this season, Juve have only scored more than once on three occasions all season, and I think you're going to need to score a couple of goals here to stop this Lazio team winning this game, or getting something from this game at least, simply because Juve haven't been defending solidly throughout the season. Both teams to score have cashed consistently in their game, so I'm going to take Lazio here to avoid a defeat against Juve, who are an unworthy favourite in this game, and Lazio on the double chance market not to lose here is available at 8-13 in this one. Up next, we look at Fiorentina at home to AC Milan, where Fiorentina here are the 2-1 underdogs. It's 5-2 on the draw, and it's 6-1, which is plus 150 here on AC Milan. I feel like this is a little bit of a disrespectful line here for AC Milan, given the strong start that they've had. It's like the bookies still don't believe in this team. The fact that we're getting AC Milan here at 4-6 minus 150 as a pick, I think represents some very, very good value here, given their start to the season. But as I said, it looks like, based on this price, this is a team that the bookies just don't believe in, no matter what they do. Milan remain unbeaten in Serie A with 10 wins and 2 draws so far. And Fiorentina have been one of the most inconsistent teams in Serie A this season, winning 6 and drawing 6 of their games. Despite a difficult fixture list, Milan have failed to win only one away game in Serie A this season, and that was a 1-1 draw at Juve, and they've only drawn 2 games altogether, and that was against Juve and their Milan rivals Inter Milan. So that's 2 pretty decent draws actually so far this season. Anyone else that's come up against AC Milan, Milan have beaten everybody. So I'm going to take Milan to win this game. I'm going to be a little bit more conservative here. I'm not going to take them here on the money line at 6-4. Instead, I'm going to take them here as a pick at 4-6. Simply because I do respect Fiorentina as a team. They have lost 6 games this season, but all of their losses, all 6 of them, came against teams currently in the top 8. So whereas they did lose those games, they have had a respectable season so far, although it seems inconsistent on paper. And I'm just not fully confident taking Milan here to continue this form, because the bookies don't believe in him, and there's a reason for that, because they don't have the players that would justify their league position. They are players that are playing very well as a team, and sometimes we see that. I mean, God, we saw Leicester City win the league in the EPL, and sometimes that can happen. Players just gel, they can play for the manager, they just play well together, and I feel that's more the case with AC Milan. I think it's more down to chemistry than talent, and perhaps that's why the bookies don't believe in him, and they believe there'll be an inevitable drop-off. But until I see it, I'm going to continue to take AC Milan. They've overcome every obstacle so far in Serie A, despite the fact they've been very poor, notably in the Champions League. So AC Milan here will be my pick here as a pick, and that's at 4-6 minus 150 here in this game away to Fiorentina on Saturday night. Up next, we move across to Sunday, and we begin here with the Sunday morning clash, the traditional 11:30 a.m. UK time game at 6:30 a.m. in the East US time, where Sassuolo will be hosting Cagliari, and Sassuolo will be a 4-6 favourite in this game. It's 3-1 on the draw, and it's 15-4 here on Cagliari. Sassuolo have been a model of inconsistency so far this season. When you think that they are on the up and they've resolved some of their issues and they're going to go back to being the Sassuolo that we've seen for the last couple of seasons, and then they'll just go and lose a game that you just didn't see them losing at all, which is what happened just recently. They won away to Juve, and then they went and lost their very next game at home to Empoli. So, as I said, this is a very, very difficult game, difficult team, to handicap. I do think that they'll win this game simply because they're better than Cagliari. Cagliari have conceded a league-high 26 goals so far this season and haven't kept a single clean sheet. The visitors remain winless on the road and have one win in total in Serie A this season and have lost four in a row. However, both teams have scored in 11 of the team's 15 head-to-head meetings. So you could tack on the over 2.5 goals here in hope that Sassuolo just win this game comfortably. But what's more likely is the fact that Cagliari could contribute towards a scoring, given that 11 of the last 15 games have seen both teams scoring. Despite their inconsistencies, I think there is value here on Sassuolo on the money line at 4-6, simply because Cagliari are such a poor away team. So Sassuolo on the money line will be my main lean here for this game. Up next, we have Bologna at home to Venezia, where Bologna are the 4-6 favourites, also like Sassuolo, to win this game. It's 3-1 on the draw, and it's 17-4 here on Venezia. For me, this one looks like a straightforward home win here for Bologna. This is a good team to play at home. Venezia's lone away win came way back at match day 3, and they've actually only scored 4 goals away from home this season, and they've played 7 games. They are actually among Serie A's most unprolific goal scorers, and I think that gives Bologna a big advantage here in this game, given that they are averaging over 2 goals per game in front of their own fans and have won 4 of their last 6 home league games. So I'm going to go for Bologna here on the money line. I like the price of 4-6 here in this one. Up next, we look at Salernitana versus Sampdoria, where Salernitana are the 15-8 underdogs. It's 23-10 on the draw, and it's 13-2 here on Sampdoria. Sampdoria have had a pretty poor season so far, but I even feel this is a game that they can win, and they need to win it because they are looking like they could be in relegation trouble. Salernitana have scored just 10 Serie A goals this season, which is the lowest tally in the league, and Sampdoria themselves haven't fared too much better. They've only scored 13. Salernitana and Sampdoria are two of Serie A's least creative teams. They actually rank 17th and 18th in expected goals. So I think this will be a tight and cagey game. Neither one wants to lose ground to the other. Neither wants to lose to the other. And I think the best play here, which is rare in Italy this season because Italy has been surprisingly high scoring, is to take the under. Given that statistical data, obviously they're taking the fact that Serie A has had a lot of goals into consideration. So they're giving you 10 to 11 on the under and 10 to 11 on the over. I'm definitely going to go with the under. I'm going to ride that data. Yes, this league has been high scoring this season, but these two teams haven't contributed towards that, and they're coming up against each other here in a relegation 6-pointer. I think it's going to be tight. I think Sampdoria have the quality edge, and if anyone's going to win this game, I lean with them. But the best play without a doubt would be to take the under here, under 2.5 goals at 10 to 11 in this one. Up next, we have our game of the week here in Italy, 5 p.m. on Sunday UK time, 12 p.m. East US. It's Inter Milan at home to Napoli. This is a top of the table clash where Inter are the 7-5 favourites to win this game. It's 5-2 on the draw, and Napoli are the 2-1 underdogs. Napoli have to lose a game at some point. They have started to look a little bit ropey here. Yes, they're still undefeated. Yes, they're still top of the table. Yes, winning 10 games out of 12 is phenomenal, but they did drop points last time out, as did AC Milan, but AC Milan were playing against Inter Milan. I think this is an opportunity for Inter to close the gap. Ultimately, I think Inter Milan are going to end up winning the league again this season. They are priced up as the third favourites based on the gap that AC Milan and Napoli have on them, with Napoli favourites in the market. But Inter will obviously close that gap here with a win. I do think that they are the best team in Serie A, despite the players they lost in the summer. And I think this represents a good opportunity to close the gap. Now, a lot of people will be looking at this game and potentially expecting a high-scoring affair. Inter Milan are a high-scoring team. They do average 2.5 goals per game so far this season, but they are coming up against the strongest defence in the league here in Napoli, who have conceded just 4 goals so far this season in their 12 games. So I find it difficult to see Inter breaching that defence over 2.5 times in this game, essentially scoring three goals. They may be able to score two. I even think that would be some feat here. I think this is going to be a very, very tight game decided by a single goal. And I think Inter Milan are going to be the team that get that goal and get this win here in this game. I think the under may be the way to play this game. That's often the case when top teams play against each other. Notoriously, this has actually been an under game, and you're getting value here on the under as well. If you want to play the under 2.5 goals, you can get that at 6-5 plus 120 here in this one. Or you can play the under 3, which is available at 4-5 minus 125. And that pushes if there are three goals in this game. I certainly don't see four goals. I think a 2-1 scoreline either way would be as high scoring as this one gets, given the fact that Napoli have a solid defence and Inter Milan have solid defensive players as well. Just because they're free scoring doesn't mean they don't have quality at the back. In Bastoni and Skriniar, you have two of the most valuable defenders in world football. Looking at the head-to-head matches between these two teams, Napoli are without a clean sheet in the last four, and Inter haven't lost the last four against Napoli, but five of the last five matches between the two teams have produced under 2.5 goals. So given the stakes here attached to this game, I'm going to go for the under. The 2.5 is available at plus money. I'm going to take the conservative play here and take the under 3 because I just absolutely don't see four goals in this game. Despite the attacking talent on the field, it may be a little bit scary to take this, but the statistical data tells you that there won't be four goals in this game, and as does what the Napoli defence has done so far this season, and as does the head-to-head record between the two teams, with the under 2.5 cashing in five of the last five games between these two teams. Two teams who have always had good attacking talents but haven't been able to produce high scoring games when they play against each other in the past. Up next, we look at Genoa here at home to Roma, where Roma are the 8-13 favourites. It's 3-1 on the draw, and it's 4-1 here on Genoa. I can't take Roma to win away from home. They're just too inconsistent on the road. That was their problem last season. It looks like it's going to be a problem this season as well. They've lost four of their six away games so far this season. Genoa at home aren't exactly an intimidating force. They have won none of their five home games so far this season. They sit 17th in the table. No home wins, three draws and two defeats, picking up just 3 points at home this season. So if there is any team that Roma are going to win away to, it would be Genoa. But this is a team that lost 6-1 in the Europa Conference League away to Bodo Glimt. So I don't think Jose Mourinho has come in and solved their issues at all when it comes to playing away from home. I think you have to go for the goals here in this game. Genoa are without a clean sheet in 14 matches in this particular fixture, and we've seen more than 2.5 goals in five of the last seven matches between the two teams, with both teams scoring in eight of the last nine. Both teams have scored in eight of Genoa's last 10 games overall, and Roma come into this with no wins in three. They're without a clean sheet in four, with more than 2.5 goals scored in five of the last six, and both teams scoring in five of the last six as well. So this looks like a game where there will be goals. Both teams to score seems to be the most logical way to play this game, and that one actually is available at 4-6 minus 150, which I think gives you value here in this game. So both teams to score would be the pick here for me, and that's a 4-6 minus 150 here between Genoa and Roma on Sunday night. The final two games here are going to be played on Monday. We start with Verona versus Empoli, where Verona are the 7-10 favourites. It's 3-1 on the draw, and it's 7-2 here on Empoli. Not overwhelmed with this game. I think it will be a game where there will be goals once again. You could take both teams to score and tack on the over 2.5 goals, which gives you plus money here at 11-10. Both teams have scored in 11 of Verona's 12 Serie A games this season and in four of Empoli's last five. Verona have won four of their six home games, but Empoli are amongst Serie A's best travellers, surprisingly, winning four of five 5 on the road, including winning away to Sassuolo, as we mentioned earlier. So I think this will be a decent game, surprisingly. I mean, you may not be too interested in a game between Verona and Empoli, but these two teams have overperformed this season, and I think we'll see goals here in their game on Monday night. So I'm going to go for both teams to score with over 2.5 goals, and that's at plus money here at 11-10. Final game is between Torino and Udinese, where Torino are the 11-10 favourites to win it. It's 12-5 on the draw, and it's 27-10 here on Udinese. Torino actually have a whole bunch of injuries here, so I think that Udinese could potentially avoid a defeat. Torino haven't been that great overall this season anyway. Their three home wins this season all came against teams in the bottom four. And Udinese's only defeat actually since September came at Inter, though they have drawn four of those six matches, so they're not exactly flying up the table. I'm going to take a shot here on Udinese on the double chance market. That's at 3-4 on Udinese to avoid a defeat here in this one. Closing out with your lock on the show, there's a couple of games that really tempted me. I like the goals there in the Roma game. I do like AC Milan as a pick, but I'm going to go for the under 3 goals here for all the reasons I outlined between Inter Milan and Napoli. This is the game of the week, and obviously you're sometimes tempted to play it, but I think there is strong supporting data here for this play. I'm not simply playing it because people want to play on Inter Milan and Napoli. This does stand out as the standout play of the podcast. I don't think we see 4 goals in this game. 5 of the last 5 games between these two teams have gone under. So whereas you may see all of these attacking players on the pitch, you've always seen attacking players on this pitch. You've always seen these two teams featured as two of the highest scorers in Serie A with top attacking talent. But they also have strong defensive talent as well. And coming into this game, as I said, it's been very, very difficult to score against Napoli. They've conceded just 4 goals this season. I don't think they're suddenly going to be involved in a shootout. This is a game that neither team can afford to lose. If Napoli lose this game, Inter Milan, who could be the best team in Serie A on paper, will close the gap. If Napoli win this game, then it's very, very difficult for Inter to close the gap. They're already pretty far behind as it is. So I expect a cagey game here. I'm going to go for the under 3, and that one is available at 4-5 -125. So that concludes your Scommessa Italia for this week. Don't forget to check out all of my additional content. That includes BetMUFC, that includes the EPL show, and that includes the fight show as well. That'll be out tomorrow. I'll be looking at the fight this weekend taking place between Terence Crawford and Sean Porter on Saturday night. There will be an edition of the fight show for that. And don't forget, we have a Champions League week coming up as well. We'll be covering week 5 of the Champions League, match day 5. I'll be doing a key game show for you guys here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. But of course, over at lockbetting.com, I'll be doing an individual show for all of Tuesday's games, closing out with an individual lock, and all of Wednesday's games closing out with an individual lock as well, and a Europa League show as well. So if you want to get all of that content, head over to my website, lockbetting.com. That's it for this edition of Scommessa Italia. Good luck with all your bets as always, and thanks for listening.